With the lockout over and players lining up to pass through training camp gates, it's been good times for football fans. That is, unless you're a fan of the annual Hall of Fame game in Canton, Ohio. That's where the Pro Football Hall of Fame is based, and some folks there think they're getting the raw end of the deal. Reporter Eric Wellman explains.
When NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell went on TV to announce the end of the lockout, this is what most of the country heard.
With this ratification, we will be prepared to open the training facilities beginning on Saturday.
Translation, there will be football. But if you lived in Canton, Ohio, this is the part of the commissioner's remarks you would have paid attention to.
We are unfortunately going to have to cancel the Hall of Fame game this year.
The Hall of Fame game has been an annual tradition in Canton for the past 45 years, capping 10 days of celebration of the Hall of Fame inductions. Chris Bevan is the sports editor at the Canton Repository. He says in the scope of the football season, this game isn't a big deal, but it means a lot to Northeast Ohio.
This is a big deal because it's the only professional football game that's played in Canton, Ohio at Fawcett Stadium, so that's a big point of pride. It almost always is the first game of the NFL season. Again, another point of pride for the people here that really love their football.
But it's the economic impact that people here are most worried about. You see, the Hall of Fame game traditionally draws thousands of people to the city from across the country for days of festivities. But without the game, those fans might not come. The Hall of Fame is a nonprofit, and ticket sales from the game account for a big part of the hall's budget. Joe Horrigan is vice president of communications.
We have lost the revenue that we would have received from ticket sales for the game. There's merchandise sales that will not occur as a result. There's admissions to the Hall of Fame and Hall of Fame merchandise sales that would have occurred. And we know that the three-hour window of primetime television exposure is something that we'll feel through the course of a year, because we did feel the positive response that, that people get from seeing that game annually.
In past years, the Hall of Fame has brought in more than $3 million in the week leading up to the inductions, a quarter of its budget. But Horrigan estimates this year half that money might not come in.
Well, we have been saying publicly that we think that it would be in the million to a million and a half dollar range. But, again, we really won't know that. It could grow as we start seeing the effects as the events go on.
Thursday night was the big kickoff to the inductions week with a free concert in downtown Canton. Many people here expressed frustration that the city was getting a bad deal.
We look forward to this every year.
Joanne Adams sits on a camping chair feet from the stage. She watches the game every year, either on TV or in person.
It's something that the city of Canton really had nothing to do with, okay? But these people, the NFL or whoever they are, as big as they are, they made that decision, and it is what it is.
Lonnie McHenry of nearby Massillon says she doesn't much care for the game. Preseason football, she says, isn't her thing. But McHenry worries about the local merchants who are likely to miss out on the big boost in tourism.
Especially the way the economy is now, all the help you can get, you need.
At the Hall of Fame, fan reaction is somewhat different. Jim Mitchell brought his family up from Richmond, Virginia, and he was hoping to take in a football game.
Well, we definitely wanted to see the game. We're disappointed there's not going to be a game, but it's good enough for us just to get inside and check everything out.
Chris Marcus came to the Hall of Fame from Dayton, Ohio.
I didn't even know it existed, so no. I don't start paying attention until about till the real season starts.
His son, Austin, also isn't losing any sleep.
I didn't know it existed until it was canceled.
So you're not broken up over it?
No.
Game or no game, the Hall of Fame celebrations go on. Former stars including Deion Sanders and Marshall Faulk will be inducted. Chris Bevan, the newspaper editor, says the Hall of Fame is ultimately going to be okay.
There's no sense for them to sit and point fingers. It happened, and you got to deal with it and move on. And I think they're hopeful that the Hall of Fame enshrinement itself obviously will be center stage this weekend, even more so than any other year, and they'll probably try to make that the best enshrinement they can.
The NFL has a history of giving the Hall of Fame a hand financially, and some sports writers think the league may pitch in a few bucks to help offset this year's loss. But thanks to the 10-year deal the players struck with the owners, Canton will be hosting many more Hall of Fame games down the road. For Only a Game, I'm Eric Wellman.
I've done you wrong. I've treated you bad. You're the best gal that I've ever had. And if you give again. I won't do that no more.
It's 19 minutes past the hour. The official match ball for soccer games at the 2012 London Olympics will be called the Albert in order to honor the form of East End London Cockney slang in which an object is referred to by a name that rhymes with it once removed. The Albert refers to London's Albert Hall, and hall rhymes with ball, so ball is Albert. I wonder if this means a match will be called a hall, since game rhymes with fame, and soccer, like most sports, has a Hall of Fame. And the site of the games could be called the Fridge, since fridge rhymes with bridge, as in London Bridge. This is kind of fun, but I'm glad it's over, as in overdone, over for done. Wait, that worked so well it didn't.